What do you do when it seems like so much is going wrong all around you? When something bad happens, whether it's a senseless act of violence, a natural disaster, or a human-created disaster, how do you react? How do you feel? I know that in the initial aftermath, I often feel powerless, frustrated, concerned, weary, sometimes even angry. What about you? I want you to know that however you feel, whatever you're feeling, it's completely fine to feel that way. And I know that ultimately, for me, feeling powerless and frustrated is not where I want to stay. I want to find peace and calm within me, regardless of what is happening outside of me. And I want to channel my own energy into creating more of what I want to see in this world. And sometimes that's change. And that's what this episode is all about. Come with me today, and I'll share with you 3 steps that I'm using right now to generate more inner peace for myself, and how I'm then using that to create more of what I want to see in this world. And guess what? If you stay on here until the very end, you'll hear more about what I've been up to and more about how I really am trying to put all of that into action to create real results in this life right now. Are you ready? Take a breath. Let's go. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore. And like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of 5 to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. Is it just me, or does it seem like right now is a really hard time to be a working mom? Maybe it's just harder to be a human in the world right now. From the gas prices to inflation to protests to some recent Supreme Court decisions to school shootings, come on. As working moms, we have been crushing it the last 2 years just by keeping it all together. We're trying to just roll with all those COVID reactions and shutdowns. You remember all that? Can we get a break? Can this world get a break? And that's on the macro level. It doesn't account for what may be happening in your own city, on your own block, and in your own home. It doesn't account for all the personal tragedy that folks experience. It doesn't account for friends and loved ones who've received terrible diagnoses, who are having surgery, maybe right now. It doesn't account for the people that we've lost, for the friends, the grandparents, the parents, even the children. In some cases. And it doesn't account for all the disruption that we've seen at work too, and in all the other parts of our lives. Whether it's industries who are reeling from disruptions caused by COVID, issues with supply chains, increased costs in our own lives, turnover at work, or even worker shortages. It doesn't account for all that happens in our own home, in our own personal lives. And so what all this tells me right now anyway, is that there is so much that I can't control. The last 2 years have shown me that there is so much in this whole world that I can't control. And so when something bad happens out in the world, I'm often left feeling incredibly powerless. And I hate that feeling. I hate feeling impotent and scared and worried. I hate feeling unsafe and wondering if my kids are unsafe. And I don't like feeling like the world is out of control. And if you're a mom like me, you know that you have to somehow figure out how to manage yourself and your life in this world that feels so out of control, and do that with your kids in tow too. And no matter how old your kids are, you have a lot to figure out as a mom. You might have to figure out, for instance, how to talk to them about a tragedy. You might have to figure out what to do and where to go when the world feels unsafe and when you aren't sure what the future holds. When we are feeling like that, like something bad has happened and we don't know what to do, what can we do? How do we manage? I have 3 steps that I've been using that have really helped me, and maybe they'll help you too. Before I share those with you, though, I want to offer to you why I think what I'm going to share with you matters so much, especially now. As many of you know, I'm an attorney and I practiced law for more than a decade. Now that I'm a bit removed from the practice of law, I can really appreciate the perspective that it has given me. The law is a historical animal. It's like a living thing. We can literally trace the winding trajectory of the laws over centuries. And at the same time, especially when you practice law, we can see the impact of the law close up on the humans today, because those are our clients. Those are the people that are in the cases that we're in. Those are the humans that we work with, that we try to help. There is, on the one hand, this huge macro view of the law, right? You look at it from like 30,000 feet above. And at the same time, there's also this close-up view too, this really micro level where you see how it's impacting people, like the real humans in front of you. Think of them as two competing perspectives. There's this arc of time and how things flow and develop over years and decades and centuries. So you see how it's all connected. And then there is the human element too, where you see how it impacts the humans right now and how we're all interconnected with that. And so what this perspective has given me is a belief that even when the world is a frightening place, even when I'm not sure what things will look like down the road, I have a belief that it can be better. As Dr. King reminded us, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Change takes a long time, but it does happen. And it takes humans to make it happen. I believe in humans. I believe in you. I believe in the humans around me and you. And I believe that we can make a better world for us and for our kids. And I believe that we have to be relentlessly and tirelessly driven to do so. And so what I learned from the practice of law, including from when it nearly burned me out, is that I know that if we want to create a better world for each other, for ourselves and for our children, we need to first show up for ourselves. We need to show up in our own mind. And this, my friends, is the magic of thought work. Now, let's be clear. This is not about painting a picture that everything is perfect and rosy. It's not about finding the silver lining in something at this very minute. It's not gaslighting yourself into thinking that this is somehow okay because it is how it is. That is a toxic and unhealthy mentality, and it doesn't make the world a better place. It doesn't even make our own minds a better place, because what it does is create such a gap between what we're seeing and witnessing and feeling and the thought that we are trying so hard to think. There's just way too much cognitive dissonance there for it to be helpful in any way. And so, my friends, this isn't about just reframing things. It's about getting clear in our own minds and building our mental resiliency so that we can act in alignment with our values to create the kind of world that we want for us and for our kids. So thought work, when things go wrong, is about mental resiliency. When something happens that's not good, that's bad, this is about using thought work to make sure that we have the mental resiliency to continue on. It's about being mentally strong enough to keep it together, to stay aligned with our values and still work for change, still work to make the world what we want it to be. And that is where thought work is such an incredible tool, because no matter what someone else does, no matter what someone else says, no matter what someone else tries to control, you get to have power over your own mind. You get to decide what you think. And so much of our experience, some would say all of it, is dictated by what we think. And so that is why I think that this work and what I'm about to share with you is so critical right now. Here are three steps to using thought work to creating more inner peace and external change when things go wrong in the world. The first step is to acknowledge and allow your feelings. If you are feeling powerless, stressed, scared, worried for yourselves or others, concerned about the people that you love so much, or you're worried about the future, acknowledge that. It's okay to feel like that. There are a lot of things that have happened in this world, and however you feel about them, it's valid, appropriate, normal even. It may take an hour. It may take a week. It may take months. It may even take years to work through those feelings. It's not a linear process. You can circle back to this step over and over and over again. And you might find, like me, that you thought you worked through some initial feelings only to find that they come back up again down the road. So that's the first step. Acknowledge and allow the feelings. And if you don't know what you're feeling, like sometimes I don't know what I'm feeling, especially if I'm feeling just a lot of feelings, I use a particular exercise to help me. I sit really quietly and I try to scan my body, and I think of it almost like a light that's starting at the top of my body, going all the way down to the bottom of my feet, all the way to the tippy tips of my toes, if you will. And so I imagine, what is this light picking up or feeling all the way down? Like, how is it feeling in my body? And that helps me to identify what it is that I'm feeling in my body and to get back into my body and figure out what it is that I'm feeling. And then I use my words to describe that. And I describe what I'm feeling in the same way that I would describe it to a Martian. For example, when I'm feeling worried, and I've felt worried a lot lately, I know that when I feel worried, I feel it first in my head, behind my eyes, and my temples hurt. My jaw clenches. I feel extremely disconnected from my body. And that worry feeling for me is a lot different from just anxiousness, which shows up for me in my stomach a lot, where I have a stomach ache. This exercise really can help you to get into your body and feel what you're feeling and try to understand and acknowledge those feelings then. And here's a mom pro tip for you. You can use this same tool with your kids. I use an app that has some calming sounds and guiding breathing along with scanning on it that helps me a lot to do this. And a few of my younger kiddos have joined me sometimes in doing this. This is the first step: explore, acknowledge, and allow those feelings. Step number two, start working on that brain of yours, my friends. Get the thoughts out, get them down on paper, and look at them. Decide what it is that you want to believe during this time. Figure out what thoughts will serve you. First, figure out what thoughts you're thinking, and then look at those thoughts and figure out what thoughts will serve you. For me, when things get hard, I need a lot of time and space to process my thoughts, to make sure that I'm aligned with my own values, and that I'm still using my brain to show up intentionally every day to create more of the world that I want for myself and my kids. Sometimes thought work helps me to see that if I want to create something in this world, I have to keep it really small right now. Maybe I can only influence on the very tiniest, like micro level of my world right now. Sometimes thought work, though, helps me to decide what steps I'm going to take on a much grander scale. So here is how I do that and how I teach thought work. I get connected to my body through some meditation or mini breathing exercises. I get those thoughts then out of my head. And finally, I plug them into what I call a thought ring. And this is a tool, again, that is based on a lot of teachings from others, and it's based on theory out of cognitive psychology. I get those thoughts out of my head, and finally, I look at them through the lens of that thought ring so that I can see how the emotions, thoughts, behaviors, and outcomes are all connected to each other. What I teach is that our thoughts drive our emotions, which drive our behaviors, including what we do and what we don't do, and that this gives us our outcome, which then creates more of the same thoughts. So it's like a loop. If you want to learn more about how this works, you can totally check out episode 2 of this podcast and hear more about it. Once you've done that, you've gotten all of your thoughts down, the third step is to take aligned action. Action that connects to your values. And thought management can really help us to stay in tune with what those thoughts are and what those values are and what action we want to take. And it can also help us to create the motivation and perspective to do it. So here's what it looks like for me. Here's what taking aligned action looks like for me. I focus on 3 areas: myself, what I can do right now in my own little mini world, and sometimes that means just my home, and then what I can do more broadly in the world. Let's take this one bit at a time. First, I focus on myself, asking myself, what steps can I take to take aligned action with regard to myself right now. I know that if I want to have mental resilience, I need physical resilience too. It's all connected. So I double down on my water, on my nutrition, on my daily meditation, on my yoga. I make sure that I am getting everything I need physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, making sure I'm getting all of it. All right. Then I look at my values and I ask myself, okay, if I want to create a world that's more aligned to those values, what can I do right now in my own little world? So this is that second little bit of taking aligned action. What can I do in my own world right now, this very minute in my own life? What do I have control over right now? So for example, right now, one of the primary values that I am working to bring more into my life is joy. This year for me is all about joy. So what action can I take right now to create more joy in my life? What action could I take to demonstrate the value of joy or the virtue of joy to my kids? And honestly, this is where my kids are such a blessing for me. They're incredible. They are such a joy. And so I double down and I make sure I have some special time with them, disconnected from the ache of the rest of the world. This can look like snuggles, reading, crafting, art, baking, hiking, all those things that bring me such joy and such a feeling of connection when I do it with them. And here's what I found that doesn't bring me joy: perusing social media, doom scrolling, reading the news, commiserating with others just too much, because at a certain point, it just spins me in more worry and concern. So for me, that's how I'm really taking action right now in my own world to live into this value of joy, even when I am worried about what is happening around me. The value that feels most aligned to where I am right now is joy, and yours might be different, and that is perfectly fine. It should be different. It should fit and suit you. I have a client that I'm working with, and their primary value is acceptance. Acceptance of the situation in front of them, acceptance to not rail against something that is going to simply exhaust them. For them, living into that value of acceptance in that moment is probably going to look much different than me trying to live into my value of joy, and that's okay because we are each on our own journey. And finally, once I have taken action to focus on myself and then to focus on my own little mini world, I look outward. And I ask myself, okay, what can I do right now to help create more of the world that I want to live in? What can I do right now in the present? And then if I'm up for it, what do I plan to do in the long run to help create more of the kind of world that I want for you and for me and for our kids? For me, oftentimes what I can do right now immediately might be really small in the grand scheme of things. It might be a small action item. It might not impact and create grand scale or change immediately, but if it's a step in the right direction, and if it's all I can do in that moment, then that's okay. Because number one, we need to be gentle with ourselves, all right? We need to realize that we may not be in a position to effectuate the kind of huge change that we might want to see right now, and that's okay. And number two, we need to appreciate that even small steps, when added together, make a huge difference. We often choose not to do the smallest, simplest things because we don't see immediate, huge change from them. But when we do that, we underestimate what is possible in our lives and what this world could be like if we each just did one small thing over and over and over again. So for me, one small action that I can take right now that feels aligned and helps to create more of what I want in the world is by donating money. I donate what I can. It may not be as much money as I'd like to give ultimately, and someday I know I'll have more to give, and at that time I'll give more. And today at least, I know that it's something. I'm doing something. So ask yourself, what small steps could you take right now? Could you donate time? Could you donate money? Could you act in some way to support more of the change that you want to see? Could you empower somebody else to do that? Another small thing that I can do that can help right now and help to create more of the world that I want to see is to check in on the folks that I care about. Maybe family, maybe friends, maybe others. maybe folks that I'm worried who are likely to be even more impacted by whatever's going on. And this for me is really important because I know that if I'm feeling afraid and insecure about something, if I feel powerless, if I don't know what's going to happen next, then there are probably others who feel that same way. And what they're feeling might actually be more intense, more real, and even in some ways, they may be in more danger too. So especially for those folks who are in more marginalized identities than me, this is a time where I can act by checking in on them. And what's important in that regard is that I have already acted to make sure that my mind is together. I take care of my own mind first. I get my own act together, and then I take action aligned to my values of love and connection, and I check in. I check in with the people who, like me, are worried about whatever has happened in the world, because I know that being there to offer support, a kind word, a promise to work for change is just one small thing that I can do to help. So whether it's gas prices, inflation, bodily autonomy, unrestricted access to firearms, freedom of the press, and freedom of speech, whatever it is that I'm worried about, I know that there are people who are worried about those same things, but likely to be much more impacted than me. So for instance, here is a sampling of the messages that I've received from others during the last 5 to 6 weeks, sharing their worries with me. I'm afraid to send my kids to school. I can't make ends meet with these gas prices. I'm worried about how I'll get formula for my baby. My grocery bill feels like it has doubled. I don't think we can afford the vacation that we planned. How will I break it to my kids? I'm worried that in a few years, my daughter won't have access to the birth control that she's going to need for her endometriosis. What if someday my state doesn't recognize my marriage? My child wants to harm themselves because they were bullied relentlessly at school. Thank goodness it's summer, but what will I do in the fall? And from my friends who are desperately trying to conceive using IVF, what if all the money and time and heartache that we've spent trying to have a baby is for nothing? Doesn't that all sound exhausting? It is. It would be. Especially if we're alone. But we aren't alone. And so checking in on and caring for each other, especially people who are more impacted than ourselves, is one small step that we can take to make this world better. So I try to check in with those around me. I let them know I care, and I do this from a space where I've already taken responsibility for my own mind, for my own feelings, for my own reaction. This is important. Before you go check in on how someone else is doing, whether it's your kids, your neighbors, your coworkers, your friend from college, check your own energy and vibe before spilling it over into somebody else's world and making them responsible for that. So for me, checking in could simply be a text, a DM, an invitation to go for a walk. It might be a card, a small gift, a token, a hug, an offer to help, a referral to someone who can help. And then once I've done that, then I plan for what I can do on a larger scale. And again, this has to be connected to your own values and beliefs. For instance, I believe that the world is a better place when women are strong, when women are successful, when women are listened to. And that's why I'm so excited to share that I'm going to launch a coaching program all around mental resiliency. And I'm even more happy to tell you that I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I'm providing scholarships to help working moms create the tools that they need to ditch their overwhelm and build more peace, strength, and joy into their life. And on top of all that, I want you, my beautiful, wonderful listeners, to know that 10% of everything that I make as a coach and via this podcast will go directly into a foundation to help women-owned brick-and-mortar businesses in my community thrive. We're in this to empower each other, to build each other up, to create the world that we want for each other, for ourselves, for our kids, and this is how we do it. All right, so to recap, when things go wrong in the world, when bad things happen out there in the world, when frightening and horrific things happen, there are 3 steps you can do today to build more peace and also activate change in your life. Number 1, Explore, acknowledge, and allow those feelings. Number two, manage our minds, not for the purpose of tricking ourselves into believing the world is perfect, but so that we can figure out what action we want to take. And then, number three, take that action aligned with our values. Action for ourselves, for our little world, and for the great big world out there too. And when we do this, then we start creating the world that we want. Remember, no one else is going to do this for us. We have to get out there. We have to do the work. We're the moms, and we have to go first. Okay, my friends, thank you for checking out this episode. If this resonated with you, then be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. It's there that you'll learn more about the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other moms too, and it's there that you'll be the first to know about the coaching program when it goes live, including the scholarships and the foundation that I'm creating that will empower women-owned businesses to thrive. Mom First on Facebook. I can't wait to see you there.